Welcome to the Joel Osteen Podcast. Help us continue to share the message of hope with those all over the world. Visit joelosteen.com/givehope to give a gift today.
Thank you, Lord. We bless you in this place. Amen. You know, I'm reminded today that God always starts small. God takes the small and goes big. You know, God's got a way of doing things with seeds that multiply. And today I just want to remind every one of us, you may feel small. You may feel like you don't have enough. Or there may be some small things in your life you don't know if you really can handle. But I want to tell you something. When you put those small things in the hands of Jesus, you know what? He can go from small to big. He can go from small to big. You see, God told the Israelites when they were going to possess the land in Deuteronomy, he says, I'm going to decrease your enemies so that you can increase. He said it like this. He says, little by little, I am going to decrease the enemies in the land so that you can increase and take possession of the entire promise in this land. You see, God started small and wanted them to go big. See, he wanted them to have the capacity to be able to handle what he was going to give them. He didn't want the land to overtake them. He wanted them to overtake the land. But he had to decrease the enemies small, slowly, so that they could increase. So that means that God was increasing them incrementally throughout their journey. And do you know that's what God wants to do for you today? He wants to increase you. What you think is small and insignificant, God wants to go big with it. But you got to learn to handle the small first. Many of you know the story in Matthew 4 in the Gospels when Jesus was preaching and teaching to the multitudes. They'd been with him all day long. He had healed the sick among them, and he was just loving on them all day long. And the disciples came to Jesus, and they said, Jesus, the people haven't eaten all day, and it's starting to become evening, and they need to leave, and they need to go find food. Would you release them, Jesus, so that they can go to the villages and find the food? We don't have enough food to feed them. And Jesus said, it's not necessary for me to release the people. You feed them. They said, we don't have enough to feed them. We only have 5 loaves and 2 fish. It is not enough to feed the multitude. It's too small. I love the way Jesus said, you feed them. Now, he'd been doing miracles all day. It wasn't going to be difficult for Jesus to just multiply the food. The disciples hadn't done any miracles, but yet he looked at them and said, you feed them. You see, what they thought was small, what they thought they couldn't handle. See, they couldn't handle feeding this many people with such a small thing. He said, bring it to me. And you know the story. They brought it to Jesus. He broke it, he blessed it, and he gave it back to them so that they could feed the multitudes. You see, Jesus took that small and let them go big. He let them be a blessing that day. He let what they had in their hands feed the multitude. I want you to know that God thinks the small is very important. Oftentimes we overlook the small because we want to go big. Oftentimes we don't think we have to deal with the small because it's not going to make that much difference anyway. But I believe Jesus was telling us in this story, the small things matter. Don't overlook the small things. You see, too often we think that the complaining doesn't really make a difference. We think because we're not treating our spouse right, it doesn't really matter. It's not what we're wanting to do anyway. The lack of integrity, maybe leaving the office early, sneaking out. It's okay. My boss isn't looking. See, those are small things that matter to God. They're small things. He's saying, how are you handling the small things? Observe the small things. Then too often we say, we don't have enough. They don't match the dream. They don't match my desires. I don't have the right education. I don't have the proper finances. I don't have the resources. I didn't come from the right family. I can't do what I would like to do. That's small stuff too. See, all of this stuff is small. But God likes to take the small and he likes to go big. But we've got to put the importance on the small. You know, I believe that's why God gives us babies. Because they're small. Then they go big. Can you imagine him giving us this grown baby? We wouldn't know what to do with it. God always starts with a seed. He wants us to go big. But we got to handle the small stuff. Like the disciples, they had it in their hand. They didn't know how to handle it until Jesus gave them the secret. Bring it to me. Listen, you got some problems in your life. You got some unforgiveness in your life. See, those small things can go big if you don't bring them to Jesus. The bitterness, the root of envy, jealousy, those things can all go big if you don't bring them to Jesus. You want him to multiply. You want him to give you promotion. You got to work the small things. You got to not overlook the small things. You know, we're sitting in this auditorium today, and it's amazing. It's beautiful. We get to gather together. We get to sing. We get to worship God in such a magnificent place. But you know what I remember about this building? Over 32 years ago, sitting up there by the flag, watching the Rockets play basketball. It was my very first date with my husband, Joel. You see, it looks one way to you. But gosh, looks another way to me. You see, it started with a seed. But can I tell you, there was a lot of small stuff along the way. And can I tell you this? We'll never, ever get rid of the small stuff. It doesn't matter how big you go. There's always the small stuff you have to bring to Jesus. There's always the small stuff. When we learn how to handle the small stuff, God will give us more stuff to handle. He'll enlarge our capacity. You see, 32 years ago, Joel and I could never handle what's going on in our life today. It would have overtaken us. Instead of us possessing it, it would have possessed us. We did not have capacity. We were not in that place that we could deal with it. And see, that is what God is saying to you. He is saying, I want you to possess, but I want you to start with the small stuff. We went to the funeral service of the great evangelist Billy Graham Friday and celebrated 99 years of a man who touched millions. We celebrate this iconic legend. We see his big life. But we don't see the small stuff he dealt with every single day. The choices, the adjustments, the things that he did when no one was looking, the things that he did when he didn't know if it would even make a difference. You see, we see the big. We fail to see the small. I have a beautiful oak tree in my front yard, and it spans forever with the limbs. And as I look at that tree, it's very difficult for me to believe that it started from an acorn. You see, it's big. All I see is the big. But that tree had to start small. God takes the small and he goes big. Can I tell you, if you will learn to handle the small things, the secret is bring them all to Jesus. Let him break them. Let him bless them. And he'll go big in your life. Amen? Amen.
Now available from New York Times bestselling author Victoria Osteen, her brand new 30-day audio devotional, Embracing Every Day. In this uplifting 30-day audio devotional, you'll be challenged and inspired to start living with greater faith and favor every day. Request your copy of Embracing Every Day today at joelosteen.com/embracing or call 888-567-JOEL.